This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Welcome back. Midday Show live today at McGurk's in Lionville. The road tour continues. I feel like we haven't been in the studio, Hugh, in consecutive days in like a month.
We haven't.
We're everywhere. A lot of Eagles training camp, which is great. We're back there next week. We have a golf tournament next week.
We're going to golf.
Yeah, we got a golf tournament next week. What, are you playing?
No.
No, okay. Well, we'll be.
I will be at a golf tournament, but I'm not playing.
Yeah, well, you're not a golf player.
But I will wear
clubs?
A shirt.
Didn't we talk about that?
I will wear a shirt. I will wear a nice golf shirt, though.
Okay. That's the least you could do at a golf.
Yeah, because they.
Well, you wore a sweatsuit once.
So I did.
It was ridiculous.
Kyle would never let me lay that one down.
Well, it was an olive sweatsuit. It
I was feeling festive.
Festive? You were at a golf tournament.
With a sweatsuit on.
Yep. All right, we'll get back to your phone calls. 215-592-9494. Live today at McGurk's in Lionville. Come on out and have some lunch. Say hi. I believe a friend of the show dropped off some bacon to you.
Yeah, he dropped it off. David, you can't give a grown ass man two pieces of bacon, dog. It don't work like that. I mean, I don't.
Did you expect 10 pieces?
Well, I mean, it's two pieces of bacon. What I'm gonna do with two pieces of bacon? Look at me.
Eat it.
What I'm gonna do with two pieces of bacon?
You pulled them
man.
Straight off the burger too.
That's what I'm saying, though. How did you get two pieces of bacon, dog? Like, when I get my bacon from Hatfield, when I get that spicy, that pumpkin spice bacon, shameless plug, I eat the whole pack. Yeah. I cook the whole, like, I am the only cat that when I cook bacon, I cook it by the pack. That's disrespectful to bring a grown-ass man that's used to eating packs.
I'm trying to be nice.
Bacon. I appreciate your nice today. Don't get me wrong. I appreciate it because it was a nice gesture.
It was.
Just you didn't bring enough. Didn't bring enough bacon.
Yeah, it is. It is amazing. Your transition to becoming a pumpkin spice guy is happening right in front of our eyes.
Listen, and when they gave it to me, I was a little skeptical.
Oh,
but you know,
I could see that. And you could be like, huh?
But when I ate it, though, I'm like, dude, pumpkin spice bacon is all right.
Speaking of pumpkin spice, Elliot Shore Parks with us live after Eagles Browns joint practice. Elliot, how are we doing today?
Smooth transition.
It's nice to hear Hugh finally become a football guy. You know, getting into pumpkin spice.
That's right.
Good man.
Now I'm not going to do pumpkin spice coffee.
I'm going to bring him a pumpkin spice latte day one. It's out.
But I do like pumpkin spice bacon.
Hey, yeah, try it.
But you know what I might. Where's it from? Starbucks?
Starbucks, yeah. I mean, you get them other places.
That's like $12 coffee, though, ain't it?
A little expensive. Blue Jeans Lake will take care of it. Odyssey will pay. All right, Elliot, let's get into what you saw today. Day two of joint practice against the Browns. Give us your thoughts on what you saw.
Today was not a good day for the Eagles, in my opinion. I thought yesterday was a sloppy day from the offense, but the defense saved the day. Today the defense wasn't there to save them. The defense, I thought, had a rough day against the Browns' first-team offense, and the Eagles' offense was arguably worse than it was yesterday. So I thought there was a series of plays that all happened within about 3 minutes that really kind of summed up what I saw today. The first was Jerry Jeudy beats Quinyon Mitchell across the field, score a touchdown, probably about a 15, 20-yard slant route. He gets open. He runs in for the touchdown. Then on the other field, as the Eagles' offense is going, Jalen tries to hit Devontae Smith for a touchdown. That's broken up by Denzel Ward in the back corner of the end zone. Back to the Browns field where they're on offense, and they hit Njoku for a touchdown in the corner of the end zone. It looked like it was Reed Blankenship on coverage. And then they run another play, and I hardly ever count running plays as touchdowns in practice, but they did like a double reverse in the backfield. It completely tricked the Eagles' defense. They get in, so that's three touchdowns for the Browns in about a span of 5 minutes. And on the Eagles' side of the ball, they were not able to get in the end zone. So I didn't think it was a good day for the offense, and the defense, unlike yesterday, I thought was unable to save them.
All right, Elliot, let's talk about Jalen Hurts, his performance today in the context of what you're talking about. And, you know, as I look through all the grades you've put out day by day and kind of added it all together, it feels to me like it has not been a great camp for Jalen. I don't know if you want to call it decent, average, whatever, but not great. How did he look today against a Browns defense that I know has Myles Garrett, who's going to go to the Hall of Fame one day, but overall, I mean, they were the 27th ranked defense last year. It's not a great defensive team that they're going against here.
Yeah, so I think today was the perfect encapsulation of Jalen Hurts' training camp, because you can look at it on one hand and go, didn't turn the ball over, that's a positive. He didn't have AJ, he didn't have Lane Johnson, he didn't have Saquon, he didn't have Landon Dickerson. Like, guys have been in and out of the lineup in training camp, throughout camp, right? And so that's something you have to take into account. But I feel like most days I leave Eagles practice, I give Jalen like a C, C plus, like, it just, there's not many wow throws, and there's just not many touchdowns. So if you look at over the past 4 years, I track every throw, every touchdown. Over the past 4 years, through 15 practices, which includes today, he has the fewest amount of touchdowns over the past 4 years. Now, people can look at that and go, oh, it's just camp. Who cares? And I get it. He's a Super Bowl MVP. But if you look at 2022, he threw for a lot of touchdowns in camp. If you look at 2024, he threw for a lot of touchdowns in camp. In 2023, he did not, and this camp is looking a lot more, in my opinion, like 2023 than it did 2024 and 2022. And I think we all know the obvious differences in those years and how it went for the team.
Elliot, there's a lot of people, you know, as we've talked about this today, that are saying this is no big deal. They're just trying things. Like trying to almost, I don't know, understand what's going on with Jalen Hurts, because obviously most people can't see it. Your eyes and ears there. From your perspective, why do you think it's a C? Is it more that he's holding the football too long and not pushing it into tight windows? Is he trying to push it into tight windows and it's just not there, maybe because all his guys aren't around him? Like, if you had to say why it's been more of a C camp than a B or A camp, why? What is it?
So first I'll say I fundamentally disagree with the, like, they're just trying stuff, right? Like, they're not reinventing training camp this year. I've covered Eagles camp for almost 15 years. Like, every year you're installing new things. Every year there's some change to the coaching staff almost. Every year, like, there's no new excuse this year that was not an excuse for him in 2024, 2023, or 2022. And I'd also say that when he has a good day, I never hear anybody go, well, maybe the defense was just working on things, right? So we can't pick and choose when we want to use excuses. We have seen Jalen have great training camp, and he is not having a great camp. Now, why is that the case? I think there's a couple things. One, I think a lot of times training camp can come down to a set of 15 or 20 throws, where if he makes those throws, whether that's a long completion that either falls complete or is incomplete, whether that's a red zone series where he has two touchdowns instead of, you know, five because a few fall incomplete. Like, I don't think when you watch Jalen out there, like, it's not missed throws. It's not inaccurate passes. It's not putting the ball in harm's way all the time. I think it's a combination of I think the offensive line's not been great, and I think they would probably acknowledge that to a certain degree, especially in these last two Browns practices. And I think that when he's had chances to have big days, like, again, a deep pass or a red zone session, they're just not fully clicking together. And you could say that's because AJ is not out there and Devontae's not out there. And I think there's truth to that. But I think we also have to say, like, if Jalen, I have Jalen ranked as the second best quarterback in the NFL because they win with him at quarterback. Like, we can't just give them all the credit when they win, and then when they lose, be like, well, nobody was there, right? So I can't just ignore an average to bad performance because AJ and Devontae aren't there. Like, otherwise, what are we doing when we're ranking Jalen? So I think it's a combination of all that.
Live your truth, Elliot. Live your truth.
I'm trying, Joe. I'm trying.
So as far as the defense not playing well, did any of the young cats stick out to you? Did anybody have a banner day that you saw?
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Escape the heat to True North Convenience Stores and get any size True Oasis Fountain Drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi Fountain Drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth. For a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection. Because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today. And live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Not that I can think of off the top of my head. I mean, you know, it's hard for me. I'm watching the offense and the defense at the same time. So it's hard for me to often see, like, the line play. I thought yesterday Uche and Ojulari had really good days. They both got to the quarterback. Today, I don't really think anybody stood out off the top of my head.
They were on the back of the milk carton today? There was a milk carton play?
I thought the Browns' offense was much better. And I'll say this, that I thought the Browns came in today like wanting to send a statement to a certain degree. Like, now they had more positive plays, so they had more reason to celebrate. But there was a lot of, you know, the Browns sideline going crazy, the players on the field celebrating, dancing. Like, the Browns enjoyed practice today. I think they're leaving practice today feeling good about themselves. I don't think the Eagles are probably leaving practice feeling the same way.
You know what, Elliot, I'm sorry if I missed it, but who was the Browns quarterback today? Because I know Shadur was kind of banged up yesterday.
Yeah. So it was Joe Flacco. Flacco was the first-team quarterback. So they had Flacco and Dylan Gabriel. And I don't believe Kenny Pickett took any team reps. And you're correct, Shadur also didn't practice. But,
gotcha.
Yeah, it was Joe Flacco, who, you know, props to Joe Flacco, like, has had a great career, won a Super Bowl, still getting a check. Like, he deserves credit. But he is not a quarterback that should be having a great day against the Eagles' defense. Like, not if they're going to be the defense that they were last year.
I totally agree, but since he had that talk in the bathroom with John Ritchie, he came out and lightened it up, didn't he?
Exactly. Got him motivated.
It changed his whole season.
Changed everything.
That'll change a man. All right. Elliot Shore Parks with us here after Eagles-Browns joint practice. Elliot, what is the latest on A.J. Brown, and what did you read? And so he practiced on Sunday at the open practice, and now he hasn't practiced the last 2 days. I know Sirianni was asked this morning, was there a setback? And it seemed like from the answer I saw, he didn't really give a straight answer. What do you know? What are you thinking on AJ right now?
So I agree Sirianni's answer was, it seemed like he was being a little bit coy. I think sometimes, especially after last year where he accidentally revealed Jalen had the ankle injury, I think that he is, no matter what the answer is on the health, he is going to be coy about it. He's going to try to give away as least information as possible. And I get that. He's head coach. That's his prerogative. So I don't know if I'd read a ton into his answer. To me, we'll find out what's going on with AJ on Monday if they're back on the practice field. And they are actually back on the practice field on Monday. AJ last week was doing some individual work, which is, you know, at the beginning of practice for about 20 or 25 minutes, they do individual work. And then he was leaving practice. He was taking off his pads and he was done for the day. He has not done anything the last 2 days. Now, I do think it's worth noting it's a bit of a unique situation because they are practicing with the Browns. So they're not doing as much individual work. The practices are not built the same. So it's very possible that they just were like, you're not going to get much, just take the 2 days. And obviously he won't play on Saturday in the preseason game. So if he's not out there at all on Monday, I think that might be a little where, okay, maybe he did suffer some kind of setback. But I'd also say the game's not for 3 weeks. Like, I think AJ is going to play week one against Dallas. We can talk about whether missing a large portion of camp matters, but I think in terms of him not being out there, I think he'll be out there week one against Dallas.
Elliot, Brett Toth, left guard, is that stayed steady the last couple of days? I saw a photo, I guess Dickerson came to practice today, you know, after his scope yesterday, and he's walking around, which is great. But, you know, it's going to be a couple weeks here until we get him back on the field at least. Is Brett Toth the left guard, or you think that's still to be decided?
Yeah, so Brett Toth has taken all the left guard snaps since Landon's injury, but also prior to Landon's injury, they have been shuffling guys in and out. Like Lane Johnson and Landon Dickerson have not been taking 100% of the reps in practice. And obviously that's just because they're, you know, they're veterans. Landon obviously has had leg injuries, so I understand why they're doing that. But when he's come out, even prior to the injury, it's been Brett Toth going in. Now, I think Brett Toth deserves to a certain degree the benefit of the doubt because Stoutland has kept him around all these years. We all agree Stoutland is a great offensive line coach. So clearly Stoutland sees something in him. And also his teammates have spoken very highly of him the past few days. That being said, they have cut and signed Brett Toth 15 times. So I remain a little skeptical that they are actually going to start him week one. But I think the fact that they have not moved Steen over to that spot and moved Pryor up tells me they view Landon's injury as short term, and so maybe this is just a practice thing. But yeah, I you know, it would be the biggest moment of Brett Toth's career if he goes in there and starts week one.
Elliot Short Parks, all right, Elliot, just to kind of put a bow on the Hurts thing today, from your perspective, and you've covered camp for a long time, maybe over a decade, what's the correlation, not just Hurts, between great training camps you've seen from quarterbacks and then their performance during the season? Because I think that context matters. Like, a lot of people today don't want to say this Jalen thing is a big deal. Okay. But it seems to me that when you chart these quarterbacks, when there's a good camp, there usually is a good season that follows.
Yeah, 100%. I mean, there's no question in my mind that how a quarterback plays in camp correlates to the regular season. Now, is it 100 to 100, where every time a guy's had a great camp, he's had a great year? No, of course there are outliers, just like there are with all trends and all stats. But in 2017, when Carson had probably the best training camp I've ever seen, I knew right then and there, at the end of 2017, he was going to have a great year, and he went on and did that. Last year, Jalen Hurts set the franchise record for most consecutive passes without an interception and only threw one interception in all of camp. He then went out and proceeded to throw a career low in interceptions. And I think without question, the story of his year was taking care of the ball. I have seen quarterbacks have great camps and have that correlate to the regular season. I have seen quarterbacks not be great in camp and have that correlate to a not a great regular season. So we can all pretend like training camp doesn't matter. And look, he's the Super Bowl MVP. He deserves the benefit of the doubt. I just know that what I see from a quarterback in camp normally correlates, and right now I'm not seeing a crisp product on offense.
You see Elliot. You hear Elliot standing on
That's
business.
Right. That is right.
You hear
him. He's making sure everyone understands why this stuff matters.
I got a food take for you, too, off the bacon thing, if you're interested.
Oh, what do you got?
What you got?
So I'm with you, Hugh. Like, what am I doing with two pieces of bacon? I think, in general, if I can't have a large portion of a serving, I don't even want it. Like, if I'm getting a quarter cup of rice, I'm not interested. Like, give me a full cup, or I'd rather not even indulge. I'd rather not have one dumpling instead of five dumplings. So two pieces of bacon, you're just teasing me at that point. I can't even enjoy
it.
Yeah,
this was a gift. I appreciate the sentiment, man. But it's to your point, it's a tease. It's a tease.
Yeah, like
so it's like going to the strip club and getting one lap dance. You can't just get one lap
dance. I don't think it's like that.
Yeah, I mean, some people do that.
I'll use rice and dumplings. You can use lap dances. We'll each have our own thing to correlate,
I just want to give a different perspective for people.
Isn't two pieces of bacon better than 0 pieces of bacon?
No. You know what's better than 2 pieces of bacon?
5.
6.
7. 10. I get that. Elliot, thank you for hopping on, as always. We'll talk soon.
All right. Talk to you guys soon.
There he goes. Elliot Short Parks. We'll see Elliot at the pregame show Saturday before the preseason.
Saturday.
I understand your point that 5 is better than 2, but 2 is better than 0.
But it's just it's almost like it's to be honest, if it wasn't David, it'd be disrespectful.
Oh, but did he say with all due respect before?
No, but I'm just saying because it's 2 pieces of bacon.
Yeah.
Bring him a whole pig.
It's literally 2.
Bring him a full pig. If you give him something, bring him a full pig.
Hold up, dog. You ain't out the doghouse yet. You can't chime in.
I'm back here,
you
man.
You can't be trying.
I'm trying.
You still. You, matter of fact, you need to get off of work at 3 o'clock. You don't get off work at 2 with
oh,
us.
Oh, does it mean Jack is an hour off? Yeah, I'm sure they'll be happy with that. Yeah, 80% are voting against Alex's call for being late today. So what one of our polls said was, is it acceptable to be late for work that starts at 10 a.m.? 80% said, no, are you kidding me?
Yeah.
20%, yes, tripping. Stuff happens. I'm glad Elliot solidified why training camp stuff matters.
I mean, so. I hear – and listen, man, let me
– no
Elliot
joke.
Has been charting plays forever. But I didn't want to push back because he was on a heater. But, you know, there are guys that are not practice players. And I'm not saying Jalen's one of them, and that's not being excused. But, you know, I feel like there is something to game planning and something to, you know, getting ready specifically for one team.
So, okay. So I think you're right on that. I mean, you probably practice against guys that were not practice players. I think you're right. I think there are some guys that are maybe more consistent and some guys who kind of show it in the game. I never thought Nick Foles was a great practice quarterback, right?
Yeah.
But then he got in the game, in the big games, and he lit it up. But, Hugh, you know just like I do. Let's flip this around for a second. For everyone out there who's like, Joe, come on, it's just practice, right? Everyone's throwing the Allen Iverson thing at me. Hugh, if Jalen Hurts was lighting up training camp.
Everybody, that's what we'd be.
Oh, come on. Everybody, see? He's the guy he was in the title game of the Super Bowl. That's who he is now. He's going to be the best version of himself. We would hear that all summer long.
Joe, that's why, like, and I'm looking at some of the things people say, oh, you got nothing to talk about, dog. That's what everybody's talking about. Don't shoot the messenger. And everything that's being said about Jalen, to a certain extent, is valid until he starts playing games. Let me tell you what's going to happen if he gets offered to it. I'm just going to say to it either or. Oh, he's the greatest. Oh, he's proven everybody wrong. He's come out on fire. Da, 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 da. But if he doesn't come out on fire, they're going to be like, see, I told you. Yeah. I told you he wasn't this, that, or the third. That's the life of a quarterback. That's just how they're measured. That's how they're graded. And whether you like it or not, whether I like it or not, because I've made it clear that sometimes I don't want to have the conversation, but the conversation's going to be had because he is the straw that stirs the drink.
Yeah, and I think – so last year the Eagles were able to win a lot of games, almost – all of them from October on,
mm-hmm.
without him playing great football every week. Now, he had some great games there. We all know that. But he didn't play great football every single week, and they still basically won every single game.
Yeah.
I don't know if they're going to be able to do that this year. That's why, to me, his performance is – it probably will take on a larger role this year in the context of wins and losses. Like, Elliot, yesterday, when you guys brought up the Panthers game, right? The Panthers game last year, he didn't play well in that game. They still won.
See, now this is how you come with
back.
This is
so you just see, this is
what you do.
Enough to, first of all, I was cooking there, and now I had to stop.
No, I'm just saying. But no, this is what I'm talking about. Yeah. When we talk about eating bacon, this is acceptable.
Yeah. So you talked your way into a whole bowl of bacon.
Well, I get you know what this is just show me if I complain enough, we get stuff done.
All right. What else you got?
That's it.
No,
it's
I mean,
bacon. It's warm too. It's some warm bacon.
Enjoy,
now see that's how you step up and get some bacon.
Yeah, for all the kids out there, get a platform
and
complain until you get what you want. You're setting a bad example. Ken in Seattle's up. What's up, Ken?
Yeah, hey Joe, Hugh, excited to be on. You guys hear me okay?
Gotcha, hey, Ken. What's up, buddy?
Awesome, bro. Well, I got a few main points why you're completely wrong. I'm so happy I'm going right after that Elliot take here, and I'm going to break this down for you, starting with the Elliot rankings. I'm not here to say those don't matter, you know, who is Elliot to make that up, whatever. You guys are there every day. You give us what you see. We appreciate that. But context is important, right? How many quarterbacks in the NFL are on their fourth OC in 4 years? How many practices has AJ and Smitty been at practice? Because those are his guys, right?
Yeah.
And last year, all we heard was, oh, yeah, he's efficient in training camp, but he's not pushing it. He's not throwing it. Man, who's our wide receiver 3? You know what I am hearing this year? Jahan Dotson's involved. Johnny Wilson's involved. These guys who are backups, they're getting the ball. He's feeding these guys. So that first point is, man, it is training camp. It does matter. And I love that, you know, hey, you're going to get your ass kicked sometimes. And you're going to learn from it. Let's humble these champs in early in the season, right? Let's go out and have the Browns come in here and push them around a little bit and see how pissed off these dogs get, because I guarantee they're going to come back to the lab and Sirianni is going to be on their ass. So there's that first point.
All right, before you go on, I just want to respond to one point, Ken. So I agree with some of what you said. The one thing, though, he had a new coordinator last year, and he was playing better than he is now. So it's like, what is it? I mean, we can't just use the excuse that he has a new coordinator. Last year he played really well in camp, and it was a new coordinator. So I understand your point that every year he has a new one, and that I do think impacts the regular season. But he's shown he can play better in camp even though he's got a new coordinator. We just did this last year.
Right, and last year, to his credit, we did get Kellen Moore, who had been coordinating for a long time. Who's never called a play, right? That's not one-on-one, but regardless, I think that context kind of breathes into the fact that, listen, he's going to be up and down, and just like to my last point here, looking at last year's games, if I asked you which game do you think Jalen didn't perform well, which would you say? And I swear, if you say the Carolina game, I got to get out, because I want another game, Joe. What's another game?
Well, the Packers game. I mean, the Packers game, he didn't perform well. He almost had four turnovers. The Packers dropped two of them. So I didn't love the way he played in that game.
Wasn't it Cleveland?
Are you talking about the beginning of the year or the playoff game?
The first game of the season in Brazil. The Saints game, he did not perform well. And, I mean, they had 0 points or 3 points with, like, 5 minutes to go. And then Saquon ran the big 60-yarder. And then he did make a nice throw to Goddard to win the game, basically. But he didn't play very well in that game. I would say the Rams playoff game is the next one that would stand out the most to me.
Okay, and we're saying, too, like, in those games, he still had some good plays. Overall, and I'm not saying, like, oh, in New Orleans, Tampa, he didn't have Adrian Jackson. You got to win without those guys sometimes, so we can't just rely on that for it. But overall, we're talking 3 or 4 games a year, right? Like, every year, this team is going 11-1, 12-2, 12-2. Like, they win almost all these games early on in the season, and when they take a loss, they bounce back, and that proof is in the pudding. Like, we had that huge collapse in 2023. It was awful. But there's a lot of stuff that kind of culminated in that. Matt Patricia was in the building. Like, come on, what are we doing here? But every year, since AJ's come into the building, this team has got off to a hot start, and they've been able to win a lot of games early on, and that's just a fact. We're not going to be talking 2-4, and that truth is in the proof of what we've been seeing from them. And that gets me to my third and final point here. And there's actually just something else here. If you guys go and look at fourth quarters last year, look at the games that Jalen didn't play in the fourth quarters. The Eagles played the most backups across any team in the league in the fourth quarter because we put our foot off the gas. We're not the Lions beating the Titans 52-20 in week 8. Like, that's just not Sirianni, right? Like, we dial it back and we get other players in. We like to give our guys some rest.
Well, and they hold the ball. They ran the ball. I mean, you're right. I mean, that Steeler game, Ken. I mean, the Steeler game, they held the ball for the final 10 minutes. That was actually a great drive by Hurts. He converted a lot of first downs. Ken, we appreciate the phone call. Yeah, I mean, of course he played well at times. Jalen plays great at times.
It was bipolar.
I just want more consistency this year because I know he's capable. And this training camp, he hasn't been consistently good. I mean, that's a fact so far. 215-592-9495 are coming up. Something Howie Roseman said on Ruben Amaro's podcast that I think perfectly sums up how we talk about Jalen, the teams, the city, how he gets it. You'll hear that next. Your calls as well, live from McGurk's in Lionville on Sports Radio 94 WIP. On Tuesday, August 26th, it's FanDuel Futures Day, a new holiday for football fans. It's 24 hours of deals on all your football season predictions. Take a flyer on the MVP race, perhaps a bounce back statistically for the guy in Kansas City. Crown your champion in August. The Eagles to repeat is certainly a good bet. Or parlay division winner dark horse. I got a couple. Hughes Panthers and the Titans with their rookie quarterback. That parlay, Titans and Panthers to win the divisions, is 35-1. Mark your calendars. This is your day for your hunches, your hot takes, your calls, your odds. Visit the FanDuel app today and start planning your futures bets now, because Futures Day is one day and one day only. FanDuel, play your game.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Escape the heat to True North Convenience Stores and get any size True Oasis Fountain Drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi Fountain Drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you, Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.